cradle of liberty, home of free speech. Boston, the stage upon which is set the events of the Horrid Bloody Massacre.
Bang!
The rebellious Tea Party, and the heroic Midnight Ride.
It is a highly tangible way of bringing a difficult subject to life. Revolutionary War is tough stuff because it's just old guys and wigs, and it's hard to get 230 years ago, hard for kids to get into. So we bring the piece of history to life.
We have been ordered here to keep the peace and enforce the taxes on the king's colonies.
We make it fun, we make it entertaining, and it's that much more memorable, and they're going to remember the history part and the important part, and also that these were real people. They weren't just names in books. These were people who lived and died, and were really here.
Husband, where are you going at this time of night?
Well, you heard the peal of bells. There's a fire. I've got to go.
It is not a fire. It's an affray in King Street.
Is it now?
But if you're going, take the sword.
Don't wait up.
Really, what I remember in history growing up as a kid is when somebody went out of their way to really make it interesting and interactive. And we had the perfect resources at the Freedom Trail to make that happen. So the idea is to really bring history to life, that instead of just reading it from the page and it feeling something that's very separate from the kids, they start to understand that it was real people in real situations trying to make something happen.
So, Walker returned, this time with 30 redcoats.
Come on, boys!
Go on, get out of here! Yeah.
The students were absolutely captivated. I was watching their faces and their reaction and their body language, and they never took their eyes off of the two actors, and they were absolutely wonderful. The actors were wonderful, and they presented the information in a manner that was very easy for the children to understand, for the students to understand, and that was terrific.
Red coats go home! Red coats go home! Red coats go home!
Like, it made it learning a little more fun, so I like to learn. Like, that's a good way to learn.
I think this was a great opportunity for them because while I teach them American history, this really brings it to life for them. It will make a definite impression in their minds and have the knowledge and the background that will be needed for both in the classroom but also for MCAS as well. So I think this was wonderful.
We're not going to drink, we're not going to buy, and we're not going to pay the tax on. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I said, are you with me?
Yeah.
I open the floor of the town meeting to anybody with a brilliant suggestion as to what may be done with this British tea. Let me hear it. All right, what do you got?
Tea overboard.
It's a low-tech approach, but then again, it's a low-tech century, so that's not a bad idea. But we need some more here. We need some more brilliant suggestions. Come on. Use those big, delicious...